God touch upon, oh, my soul. Jesus has been there, oh, to meet me when I gave him my full control. Oh, he touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, oh, the joy that floods my soul. No!
And now we sure are glad to have these baits filled. The duo, they said, is here. Dynamic duo. Here's a little bunny, if you've lost your bunny. Well, what is it? Pikachu. Okay, I don't know what that is, but there he is. It's the Brooklyns. All right. Praise God. All right. Well, this turned out all right, didn't it? Praise God. This is good. I don't know just exactly how old Sister Inez is, but but I can tell you from 78 till now is 32 years, and she was married and had a child, so you can do a little math there. So unless she got married real early, I'd say she's over 50. We better stop this right now. Let's just end this. I'm not going to get in any worse trouble than I'm already in. What did y'all say this little fella's name was? Pikachu. Where is Brooklyn? Is she already gone? All right. Well, she'll, poor little fella, had to stay here in the cold by herself until she gets back. But anyway, if you hadn't signed up for the sweetheart dinner, we're having a sweetheart dinner. You have to have a sweetheart. You can fake it. If you can fake it, you can make it. On the 20th of February, on Saturday night, starting at 6 p.m. $30 for a couple. Steak and chicken. Sign up out in the foyer on the clipboard. Put down if you want steak or chicken or a combination of both. I put in a request for that. I hope it's going to work. I've already had some kind-hearted folks say that, you know, if you can't afford to go, well, they want to chip in and help you. So, you know. Now, one person asked me today, said, whose meal was it I paid for last year? And Brother Doug York said, I think it was me. But it wasn't. He's got enough money to pay for his own. So you can't fake that now. But but we want everybody to come is the idea. That's the idea. So everyone that can. And then try to bring someone. Sister Abraham gave us a scripture to go home on. Put it up on the board. James 5:20. be a good scripture for you to think on. Many of you have mentioned things that this scripture relates to, and so maybe you can take it home. James 5:20. Is it not in the Bible? There it is. Let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. So, get busy converting sinners. You'll save a soul from death. Uh-huh. All right. All right, let's pray. Then there's different ones of you that have connections, you know, with different folks. It's a good time to get them out, just for fellowship. You know, the best way to win people is befriend them. He that hath friends, the scripture says, must first show himself friendly. People may have their guard up, you know, because they don't know you. But if you can befriend them, they'll take their guard down. And that's when you can begin to let them feel this touch of God in your life. Sometimes you just have to be their friends for a while. And Brother Clyde Patton used to tell me, Brother Clyde Patton was one of the greatest soul winners I've known of in the body. He used to say, Brother Smith, I strow out a little corn. And if they don't eat it, I don't strow no more out. I wait till they eat that. I strow them out just a little bit that I know just about anybody ought to eat. And he said, I don't just keep strowing it out. I strow out a little corn. Somebody was talking to me tonight in prayer saying, I need to make a decision, and it seemed like the Lord quickened me. Said, tell them to use their senses. And you can use your senses. You know, I was talking about your spiritual senses. You, by reason of use, you can tell the difference between good and bad. Even bad, you know, bad situations you don't want to get into. Lean on the Lord. Like Sister Crow was saying today, if when you're talking to somebody, depend on your Holy Ghost senses. If you feel something, you feel the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, get your feelers out when you're talking to people. Sometimes you can talk to folks and you can think, boy, I know they need saved, but I know I can't reach them. I don't feel nothing. I can't find a way to touch them. I don't feel there's no connection here. You just have to go on, leave it up to God. But there's people God's dealing with that God will let you feel that when you get around them. There's the ones you can hone in on, begin to study and feel on that Holy Ghost. What could I say? Lord, give me the word to say. You know, Jesus told his disciples, said, don't give any thought for what you're going to say in certain situations. But he said, when the time comes, you'll have words to say. The Holy Ghost can help you. You just have to lean on that. And we aren't a people that have been given over to converting sinners so much. We've been trying to get this. We realize that the salvation message was in such error that it needed restored, and that we needed to get it right before we tried to lead anybody in a way that we wasn't even sure of. But I believe that God is saying that it's time. I want this to go out. What you've got, I want the world to receive it. God will give us a greater touch. There's a greater touch coming that's going to be beyond the strength that we're having to apply right now. But I do think God wants us to get in and begin to exercise in this area that we're unaccustomed to of converting sinners. And it's something you'll have to study on. He that's wise winneth souls. It takes wisdom. You'll have to get God's wisdom. I was praying for someone else here tonight, and the Spirit quickened me and said, this person feels like they have to work this problem out that they're praying about, but they need to know that I'm able to absolutely move in and take the problem away. God gets on your side. You don't have to fix it all. You don't have to put your strength so much to it. But he's able to just come in and stop the traffic for you if he wants to. You know, sometimes God does those little things just to let you know, hey, I know right where you're at, and I can move for you. And it's, so exercise your senses as you begin to move out in some of these new areas and exercise in. I'm enjoying these services like today, tonight, last weekend. It's been rich. So it makes me, you know, I get in that, what's that song said? I got a feeling that old time feeling, I'm going to be feeling that old time feeling again. Isn't there a song that says that? Yeah, I got a feeling we're going to be feeling that old time feeling again, Brother Daniels.
I felt something in that.
Yeah, I can remember when I couldn't hardly wait to get back to church. Couldn't wait to get to a meeting. It was so exciting. Didn't know what was going to happen, but we knew it was going to be good. Well, I got a feeling we're going to be feeling that again. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I'm already feeling more excited of late than I have in a while. So don't tell them what the Lord's fixing to do. Let's all be faithful and don't miss it. Amen. All right, let's all stand. Why don't we give him a praise before we go home? Thank him for these good things.